Waiter who there with Te Huia Grant, born in Kirikiri Roa, and grew up predominantly in Taumutu and Pirongia. It's nice to talk with him. I do love punk music too. He's got a band called Halftime. We'll talk of that in a moment. But a panel discussion on the revival of Welsh into Te Reo Māori through music has taken place just last night. It's part of the Aotearoa Music Producer Series Mix Me 23. And Wairehu is a third-year PhD student in screen and media studies at Waikato. He's just come back from Sumru in Wales, that is, where his Te Reo Māori-centred punk band performed at the International Music Festival Focus Wales in Wrexham, alongside many other bands. But it's really neat to see how music can contribute to language revitalisation. Wairehu, tēnā koe, ko dei o tēnei. Hey, brother, tēnā koe.
Oh, morena, can you hear me?
I've got you loud and clear. Can you speak any Welsh now? Wairehu.
Any Welsh? I can say thank you. So that's diolch.
Diolch.
Yeah.
I read the way they write, and you know, if you try and pronounce it, you can be very wide of the mark. But let's celebrate their language revitalisation efforts, not dissimilar to what we've witnessed, Wairehu. And it's exciting to think you've been to visit there, and also this panel discussion about language revitalisation through music. Where would you like our listeners to start here? Why don't you take us on a bit of a korero journey for a moment?
Well, I mean, something that we noticed while we were in Kimberley was just we talked to a lot of people as we travelled around, and like particularly people of our age, and a lot of the stories I heard just felt quite similar to here, particularly in the way that people engaged with their own language. I mean, myself, I grew up with a, you know, Pākehā father, Māori mother, and I felt a little bit at odds with my language growing up, and I was in mostly Pākehā schooling. And then while we were over in Wales, meeting people that, say, had one Welsh parent and one British parent, the experience, there was just a lot of resonances there. So that was really interesting to kind of feel that and know that on the opposite side of the world. But we just found a lot of other musicians that were kind of doing what we were doing, bringing our native tongues sort of into music spaces that not, I guess, aren't always necessarily associated with Te Reo Māori. So it was just real interesting to see that kaupapa carried across, such a massive, like, sort of distance as there is between Aotearoa and Kimberley.
Tēnā koe, Wairehu. I was commenting before, we've got really neat waiata coming through now. I was listening to George FM last night, and we had dance tracks that were I Te Reo Māori. We had another one on this morning, which was very rap, hip-hop flavoured, you know, celebrating Te Reo Māori. And it's just becoming more normalised to hear the language, Māori language, in all different musical styles. Is that mirrored by the Welsh model, do you think?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting over there. Like, it's a really diverse, set of genres that are most popular in Wales. It was quite interesting as well. I mean, for me, I grew up rural Waikato. I grew up with a lot of reggae around me. And reggae is massive in Wales. You wouldn't expect it, but it's every record store we walked into, there was a like reggae or ska band playing. And that was really interesting. But they've also got a really strong hip-hop scene that's coming up there. And, you know, hip-hop artists singing in Cymraeg, the Welsh language. And a lot of those hip hop artists are actually like African diaspora as well. So you have a lot of cross cultural exchange happening there. Just really exciting to see like a wholly different and unfamiliar music landscape.
I find it really interesting too. Do you sense that there can be more musical collaboration between our peoples, and perhaps even more importantly, recognizing the role that music can play in language revitalization? What would you say of our similarities and therefore reasons to connect more?
I think there's definitely space for more connection. I mean, just recently, we helped sort some gigs for a Welsh band called Chroma. So they came over and visited. It would have been maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And they were a band that we connected with while we were in Wales, and we actually played a couple gigs with them there. And then it was quite nice to have them come all the way over here, and then, you know, we were able to put on some shows with them. And yeah, just a lot of interesting conversations that come out of that, you know, because especially when you're touring with another band and you get to see their set multiple times, you hear songs that are in their language over and over again, and then you start to pick up particular words. I think that's kind of the whole point of performing in, you know, in Te Reo or Cymraeg or any other like language that is in that process of revitalization.
There was, if I've got my dates right, the producer series Mix Me 23, this correspondent suggests it was last night. Are you familiar with that? Were you there?
Yes, so I was on a panel alongside local artist Troy Kingy and Thea, who also goes by Tikahu, and then we had a couple Welsh producers as well. We had Greg Haver, David Wrench, and it was all hosted by, I've forgotten his surname. His name's Duffy. So that was a really cool talk, and we kind of just went into a lot of the stuff that I've just sort of been yammering on about now.
That's two of us. Thanks. Thanks very much, Waidu. Sadly, a little limited for time, because I find this whole area really intriguing. And as a former lover of punk, in fact, I don't think it's former, I think I still like it. I'd like to celebrate celebrate your band as well. We've got a little track here, one of those tracks, which is Orako, I think we're going to play as well. Rangi, can you pop up that little waiter for us, please, mate? Just so we can get a bit more of a handle on Waidahu. This is what growing up in Te Awamutu and Pirongia results in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was this? What's the backdrop to this waiter, please, bro?
So a lot of this was part of my kind of just dipping back into my own whānau history. So when I was a kid, my mum used to take me to the Te Awamutu Museum, and she used to show me pictures of my tūpuna who fought at the Battle of Orako in 1864. And the person she used to keep coming back to was Te Huia Rōreti, who was my great-great-great-grandfather. And that's kind of him and everybody else that fought at that battle are who this song's dedicated to.
I like it already. And I've loved having a cordial with you. Sorry to keep it so short. Look forward to another cordial, man. Keep flying the flag, bro.
Yeah,
thanks so much. Nice meeting you.
All good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Waidahu Grant.